بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحا. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. وكما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله سبحانه وتعالى created us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us in this world. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has declared that all of us are sinners. Kullu bani adama khatta'un. Every son of Adam, every human being is a sinner. Wa khayrul khatta'in at-tawabun. And the best of all sinners are those who make tawbah and istighfar. We have to regard ourselves as sinners. We cannot regard ourselves as pious, as taqwa. Because we know ourselves. Hakim Akhtar Sahib mentions how many times we see that our taqwa breaks and we fall into sins nowadays, now and again. So we shouldn't regard ourselves as pious. Why? Because we know ourselves that every time we try to stay on taqwa, we try to stay on piety, but we're always sinning. So that's why we all have to follow this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have to think of ourselves as sinners. And although there will be different levels of sinners, that we should regard ourselves as sinners nonetheless. And the worst of all sinners for that case. Like, Hakim Akhtar Sahib mentions that there's three levels of tawbah. One is a person is ar-ruju min al-ma'asya ila ta'ah. The person is a sinner. He's doing all wrong things, committing big, big sins. Now for him to make tawbah and istighfar, he has to come ar-ruju, he has to return from that life of sin and come onto the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is generally for all of us. When we're involved in so many sins day and night, we have to now come onto the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to give up that life. And ulama explain what is tawbah, what is istighfar. That firstly, you have to remove yourself from the sin. You have to stop that sin. Then you have to have some remorse and regret in your heart. And then you have to make that firm resolution that you won't do it again. If you do make tawbah and istighfar with these three conditions, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. Just you have to refrain from that sin. You have to have remorse, nadma, and regret in your heart. And you have to make that resolve and that azm and that firm intention that you won't do it again. If you do this, then your sin will be forgiven, even though you sin 70 times in a day. But as long as you always, after the sin, you're doing this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always forgive you. So as Mullah Abdullah Dabela used to tell us, remove, refrain, and remorse. Remove, resolve, and remorse, the three R's. And of course, if it's with regard to the makhluk, and then of course you have to repay, you have to pay back also, repay. Then you repay back the people, whoever you owe, ask for maaf, etc. Then definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all your sins. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not, the doors to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not only for the few people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept it open for every one of us. Like Hazrat always says, that many a saint had a very bad past, but for every sinner there is a bright future. For every sinner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the doors of tawbah open for us. When we sin, then darkness comes in the heart. Like a bat is always, can only be in the dark. It cannot handle the light of the sun, and it always likes darkness. In the same way, shaitan and sins likes darkness. That's why most of the sins are committed in the darkness, in the dark, and the Satanists and all what happens in the dark, they all like this dark. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you make that tawbah and istighfar, لَا مَجَالَ لِلشَّيْطَانِ عَلَىٰ إِبْنِ آدَمِ لِمَنَ اسْتَنَارَتِ الْقُلُوبِ بِأَنْوَارِ تَوْبَةِ وَالنَّدَامَةِ. Okay, Akhtar Sahib quoted this, that this shaitan cannot overpower a person. Why? Because when we commit sin, then shaitan takes hold of us. إِنَّمَا اسْتَزَلَّهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ بِبَعْضِ مَا كَسَبُوا. Shaitan causes us to fall into more and more sins بِمَا كَسَبُوا, because of our own. We fell into sin. Now shaitan comes into us and takes control over us and makes his headquarters in us. Now if you bring tawbah and istighfar in you, then that shaitan cannot handle the light and the nur of tawbah and istighfar. He has to run away. When we bring tawbah and istighfar, shaitan has to run away. So we have to see that constantly we have to come onto tawbah and istighfar. And we see the waqi'ahs of the pious people of the past, that they were so, many of them had bad lives before they changed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pulled them towards Him. Like Hazrat Fuzail bin Ayaz rahmatullah alayhi, he was a person who used to go rob people. And he used to attack and rob people. One day he was climbing into the house of this pious person. And the pious person was reading tahajjud, and he was reading this ayat. أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Has the time not come for those who believe to turn to Allah, that their hearts should soften and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he heard this here, and it was at the moment when Allah wanted him to change, then immediately he changed, he made tawbah, istighfar, he went from return, he became the waliullah of the time. Just on that tawbah and istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that every one of us has the opportunity. We should not see that I am so bad, I cannot manage it, I cannot do it. Hakim Akhtar Sahib says that a little bit of gunpowder is put into a big mountain, and just a few sticks of this gunpowder they put in a big, and it blows up a whole mountain. In the same way, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just one drop is sufficient for all our sins. Allah's one drop of rahmah comes and all our sins will be totally forgiven. And we shouldn't feel I'm so bad at how I'm going to become clean. Like that person, Hakim Akhtar Sahib says, that he's standing in front of the river and he says that I'm so dirty, I've got so much napaki and dirt on me. If I'm going to go into the river, I'm going to cause the river to become napak and to become filthy. So the river will tell him, don't worry, my river is so fast flowing. Hundreds and thousands have already come into me already, and they have become clean and park, and my cleanliness is continuing. So in the same way, if you jump into me, it will still, one more person will also become clean. It will, in the same way, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so far, so much and so, so fast flowing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive and forgive. It won't diminish in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one bit. Hazrat Nasur rahmatullah alayhi, was before he changed his life, He was involved in evil action, and his story is, Mawlana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi says that he was a young boy, and he had no beard also. Gal farighul bal. His beard, his cheeks had no hair on. Naturally, he couldn't grow. He was very handsome, and he looked like a girl also. So he decided to apply for a job in the king's palace, where he will make the khidmat of all the princesses and the queen of the palace, etc. So he got the job, and then he put a burqa on, and he started to work as a khadima, together with all the lady female workers. He was also the workers. And because now he was a man, he had extra strength in him, and he used to massage them well. And because he had ulterior motives also, so he used to put extra effort. And all the ladies of the court used to enjoy her or his massage. And he used to, and like this, yeah, but one thing he used to always do every night, he used to go in the jungle and he used to make tawbah and istighfar. But every time again, he used to, in the morning, and he's back to his old habits and enjoying the pleasure taking from the ladies, looking at the ladies, etc., massaging the ladies of the king's palace. So one day he said there was a pious person in the area, and he asked for du'as, and the pious person made du'a for him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that something had to happen for him to change. So what happened, a necklace got lost in the palace of the king, and they decided to search everyone, and they were lined up all the female workers of the palace, and they started stripping them one by one. So he knew that his ras fasho, his secret will come out, and he will disgrace, he will face, etc. And now in his heart now, and this year we should also think that in the heart, if we just, not even with lip service, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the tawbah. Ad-nadmu tawbatun, to have nadma and remorse, that itself is tawbah. Just to have feeling that, ah, why did I do it? Why? That your reproach, that your remorse in your heart, that itself is tawbah, and it makes you pure and clean. So as that, there were just about 8 people left, and this fear started to come out into him, and he was making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibanda ra ruswa makun garbadam man sirriman payda makun. Oh Allah, do not disgrace me in front. Ya Allah, I'm totally not worthy, etc. He was making duas in his heart. And so much fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came over him, and he made it a resolve that he won't do it again. All this was happening in his heart. So he fell down unconscious. And it so happened at that time they found the necklace by somebody else. And all the females of the court, and they came, they asked why they brought water, what happened, why you came unconscious, and they liked him because he was the best khadim or khadima. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time, because of the barakat of the dua of the pious person and his own tawbah and istighfar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now made it a way for him to come out of that situation. And he, from there he said, no, now I'm conscious, now I'm totally weak, I will not be able to do service anymore. And like this year he managed to get out of there, and then he went and he changed his life, and he became a great waliullah of the time. So for every sinner there is great hope, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to just see how much tawbah and istighfar in every sin we commit, there's many witnesses being written against us, and many shahadat will be given against us on the day of Qiyamah. One is the Lawhi Mahfuz, the Suhufu Nushirat is written there, your son is written there. One is the Kiram and Katibin, they are always writing everything. As they explains, one person wanted to do, may dua, Allah show me what are the Kiram and Katibin, what are they doing? So, and how do they write? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up to him that what the kiram and katibin are doing. So he said, assalamu alaikum. They just wrote down, assalamu alaikum. He said, how are you? They wrote down, how are you? Why are you writing everything? They wrote down, why are you writing everything? So that's their job. Kiram and katibin is just to write down everything, whatever. So the 4 witnesses which will testify against us, one is the Suhufu Nushirat, one is the Kiram and Katibin, one is the ground, Yawma Idhin Tuhadithu Akhbaraha, that on the day of Qiyamah the ground will testify about its news, what happened on the ground. And whichever ground, so the ulama say that if we committed a sin, then nearby day, or we should, when we drive in past, etc., we shouldn't do the sin again or go to the same place. You just make some good deed or some tawbah and istighfar nearby there, then inshallah that, like that ground will witness to your evil in the same way the other piece of ground will witness that he did good also on this piece of ground. So that kiram and katibin, and then the one more, the limbs of the body. The limbs of the body, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that they will, يَوْمَ تَشْهَدُ عَلَيْهِمْ أَلْسِنَتُهُمْ, that on the day of Qiyamah, the tongues and the legs and the limbs will testify against them. But it's with one tawbah and istighfar, all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove all that records. And it become clean again like a newborn baby. So much we need this to be constantly. Hakim Akhlas Sahib said that we cannot reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with firm resolves. We have to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with crying and istighfar. With zahari se kaam bantai. Just with crying and istighfar and tawbah and nadama. How many sins we involve in day and night. We have to just cry, tawbah and istighfar daily. So the first stage is ar-rujoo min al-ma'asiyah ila ta'ah. to repent from the life of sin and come to, onto the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the second stage, الرجوع من الغفلة إلى ذكر. That to repent and come away from that life of unmindfulness. You weren't making your tilawat, you weren't making your dhikr as your daily dhikr, etc. So now come onto من الغفلة إلى ذكر. Now come onto the remembrance of Allah. Now start doing your ma'amulat, start doing your daily wazaif, etc. Reading your daily things. Come onto the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then for the very special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who are always in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who got the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they also, Hakim Akhtasam mentions that they also have a level of tawbah and istighfar that they have to make. الرجوع من الغيبوبة إلى الحضور. That they have to return now from a state, maybe for a few minutes they were unmindful of the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now they have to just come on to into it. When they remember again, I wasn't remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I was involved in something else. Now they make tawbah and istighfar for that also. There's a very high level where they feel that they have to be always in that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Hazrat always make that dua, Tere duri se azab se bachare, Allah, save us from the punishment of being away from you. That we be away, our thoughts are not with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we not in the remembrance, the love, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not always in us. So this year also the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they make tawbah and istighfar for this also. That for few moments also they weren't remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when they remember, I was unmindful for few minutes. For this also they make tawbah and istighfar. Mala Ilyasa rahmatullah, I say an easy way to give up sins is that to make tawbah and istighfar on your good deeds. To make tawbah and istighfar on doing good deeds, then you see your sins will automatically fall away. Why? And we see this in the hadith. Our Hazrat always explained that at the end of the salah, you perform the greatest ibadat. And you worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You did ruku, you did sajda. Everything, you were so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet at the end of the dua, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained and taught Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, the best of all creation after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. He explained to him that read this dua, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, I have wronged myself a lot, abundantly, I have wronged myself. What wrong have you done? You read salah. But for the pious people and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us that even though you think you read a salah and you think, but according to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was like nothing. Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik. We did not worship you as you ought to be worship, O Allah. Ma arafnaka haqqa ma'arifatik. We did not recognize you, as you had to be recognized. So, at the end of your salah, you are taught to make tawbah and istighfar. So at the end of each amal, we look at the month of Ramadan. The whole month we do in ibadat. And yet the dua at the end of the Ramadan, Allahumma innaka afoon, tuhibbul afwa, fa'afu anna. Oh Allah, you are most forgiving. If you love to forgive our sins. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make that dua in Laylatul Qadr. And after the whole month of Ramadan, and he also used to make tawbah and istighfar. That's why the last surah, complete surah which was revealed, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his life was in ibadah. His whole life was for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And yet at the end of his life, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also commanded, make tawbah and istighfar. So we, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, that I make tawbah and istighfar 70 times, 100 times a day. So why, and he was forgiven, before and present his sons were forgiven. We, how much tawbah and istighfar we need to do. Whereas our, like the pious people, maybe they not conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 5 minutes. Every 5 minutes we're making a sin. Every 2 minutes we're making a sin. We lying, we backbiting, we looking at women, we listening to music, etc. So much sins we're doing. So we need to just come into more and more istighfar. Our work will just be done with istighfar. Zahari se kaam bantai. Just crying istighfar. And it's so easy. You should try it. Let ma min abdin mu'minin yakhruju min aynihi dumu'un min khashatillah. That's no servant that some tears come out of his eyes out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and illa haramahu Allahu 'ala an-nar, or kama qal, except that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it haram on the fire of Jahannam. The eyes, the body, wherever the ear, the tears flow, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't put that body in Jahannam. So just the barakat of crying for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we try to take out. And Hakim Akhtasar says so beautiful, dumu'un, or there's some even say dam'un in one riwayat. So one tear, or at least three tears, we must try at least once in a lifetime to take out one tear or three tears for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us out and save us from the fire of Jahannam. And if you cannot even let one tear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows we are all fakes, we just big pretenses, then also, فَإِلَّمْ تَبْكَوْ فَتَبَاكَوْ, then if you cannot cry, then make the face of a crying person. It's, you know, you take the shakal, you make the, you, that's why we try, we're not pious, but we dress like them, we try to be like them. Inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise us amongst them. Man tashabbaha biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Whoever emulates a people, he will be from amongst them. Although we're not pious, we try to be amongst the pious. Al mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A man will be with whom he loves. So we love the pious people, we try to be like them. On that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes it. They say the magicians in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, our Hazrat always explains that just to make fool of Musa alayhi salam, they dressed like him in his attire he was dressing. On this year Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up forgave them and guided them. Just on they dressed like Musa alayhi salam, then they also went against Fir'aun, and even though Fir'aun killed them all, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave them and granted them iman and forgave them all. So we also, we cannot cry, we cannot let tears come out. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, make the face of a crying person. Cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try, make that face, you know, of a baby, of a crying person. Allah loves that also, and Allah will forgive your sins. And then you will be also like a newborn baby. So daily we should make tawbah and istighfar. Come on to, let that regret come into our heart. Let that cry be into our heart. How much sins we commit in daily, and we totally unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our job is just to make tawbah and istighfar, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us and forgive our sins. Allah will grant us the ni'mats of the pious people also. Like Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man lazim al-istighfar, whoever is constant on tawbah and istighfar, sha'alallahu lahu min kulli dhayqin makhraja. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take him out of every tight spot. You got a court case, you got a domestic problem, got financial problems, and you just make tawbah and istighfar, Allah will take you out of your problem. Wa min kulli hammin faraja, and from every worry, such worries that melts a person, stress and anxiety, worry, all you just have to do, make tawbah and istighfar, Allah will remove your worries. And وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ, and Allah will give him sustenance from places where he cannot even think of. From Allah will grant him abundance of rizq, and Allah will open just on tawbah and istighfar. You want children, استغفروا ربكم, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, make tawbah and istighfar, Allah will grant you, give you children, pious children, Allah will grant you abundance of wealth. All on barakat of tawbah and istighfar. Tawbah and istighfar, you'll always have humility, you'll always have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you'll always, azreen al-ma'arifati ilayya, Allah maftah aqfala qulubina bi-dhikrik, that is a lock on our hearts, and you have to open that lock of the hearts with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hakim Akhtar Sahib mentions that the locks are also sometimes is we cannot see our own faults. We cannot see our sins, that takabbur, that riyah, that shirk, and all that's in our heart. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes that locks, now you'll be able to see your faults. Now you'll be able to see all your ujab, whatever, all the sins we don't even know about it. So many sins there is, and yet we have to, when we do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make tawbah and istighfar, Allah will open our chest more, Allah will put our sins in front of us. And we will always think ourselves as wrong, as bad. And we will always have the Allahumma ij'alni fi ayni saghira. That will always be, make the dua, Allah, let my own sins be in front of you. Let I be small in my own eyes. So we just say we have to always, with tawbah and istighfar, we have to always feel that we are lowly. we are sinners and we have to just make daily tawbah and istighfar. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, dunya, qabr and akhirat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in dunya will forgive our sins, grant us all the ni'mas of dunya also, and in qabr will be nice and peaceful for us, and qabr will be easy, and on day of qiyamah also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also shower his mercy on us, and then we'll reap the rewards in the akhirat in Jannah. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana.